We started yesterday already, the second parak of Makos. The second parak begins with the discussion. There are a few very, very nice sugyas to do here at the beginning of the second parak. There's sugya of Omer Mutter, there's sugya of Yeshem Lemakri, Yeshem Lemasores, sugya of Koach Kocho, sugya of Hechsher Mitzvah, of building a sukkah. You know, that all comes within the first daf of the second parak. So hopefully we'll get to all those. But today, I just want to spend at least one day on what the real topic, meaning none of those are really the real topic of the parak. The parak is Eilu and Agolin, so it's about Golus, it's about going to Ner Miklat, it's about killing B'shogeg. So I thought at least we should spend one day on that topic, on like the primary topic of Dav Zayin and Beis, which is, in a word, if you have to summarize this Mishnah, which you don't even really need to do ourselves, because the Mishnah itself summarizes itself at the end, where it says, Zeh Klal, right? Basic rule of the Mishnah. Kol Shebederech Yiridaso Gola, V'Shalah Bederech Yiridaso Eino Gola. Depending how you kill, if you kill in a downward motion, you go to Galus. If you don't kill in a downward motion, it doesn't say Derech Aliyasa. If it's not in a downward motion, so it sounds like either laterally or in an upward motion, then Eino Gola. All the examples the Mishnah gave of Eino Gola were Derech Aliyah, where a person going in an upward motion, right? But the examples didn't talk about going laterally. But the klal, it says at the end, is not kol shebederech aliyaso enogale, but kol shelo bederech yiridaso enogale. And that makes sense, because the source for going to Golus only bederech yiridaso is from the pasuk. Vayipol olav vayamos, vayipol derech nefila. That you only go to Golus if it's derech nefila. If it's not derech nefila, whether it's lateral or derech aliyah, the implication is that you would not go to Golus. So it sounds even laterally, a person would not go to Golus. So I wanted to talk about it a little bit. I started to discuss with Ari yesterday a little bit, is how broad is this rule, that this Derech Aliyah versus Derech Yerida rule? Does this, the Mishnah gave some, you know, very specific cases where you're smoothing out the roof with the wheel that smooths out the tar on the roof, where you're lowering a bucket, you're going down a ladder. Very, very specific cases. Does this rule apply to all types of killing? That whenever you kill in any which way, derech yirida, you're going to go to Golus, derech aliyah, you're not going to go to Golus? Or is it something about these cases that we say, in these cases and those that are most similar to it, you'd be chayiv only derech yirida, not derech aliyah? But maybe there are other cases where you could be chayiv Golus, even derech aliyah, or even laterally, or even, right? Meaning, how limited is this rule? In order to discuss that intelligently, though, let's take a look at what seems like a machlokas that you would probably look at and say is not really a big deal. A machlokas doesn't seem to be much of a machlokas at all between Rashi and Tosos at the beginning of this parak. And again, we looked at this a little bit yesterday. The machlokas is in the first case of the Mishnah. Mishnah talks about a ma'agil b'ma'agila. What are you doing? You're smoothing out the tar on the top of your roof, right? So Rashi says, what does this mean? How do you picture it? If you had to draw a picture of the roof and how you're smoothing out the tar, what would you draw? What exactly did this look like? So Rashi draws a picture with words over here, and Rashi says, "Tachin hayu gagosein betit." They would line the rooftops with tar, right? "Vahagagos lo hayu mishupain." The rooftops were not slanted. If they were slanted, it wouldn't need so much tar, because all the rain would just very quickly drop off. But when they would tar it, in such a way where they would set up the tar on an incline. So the roof itself was flat, but when they would put tar on top of the roof, they would make a very slight incline. Why would they make a slight incline? Why not just keep it flat? It's a very obvious reason. Because if you keep it flat, what are you going to have? You'll have drips in the house. Eventually, it will go through. You'll have heavy water just sitting on top of the roof. You want the water to be able to drip off, so they would have a very, very slight incline in order for the water to come off. V'tochnosan b'chatichas eitz ova v'chalaka. They would take a big, thick piece of smooth wood and spread it out. Uba beisyan, it had a handle. V'doch v'letzale shipua v'chozur umashcha ilav. You would push this big piece of wood away from you, down the incline, and then toward you, up the incline. So when you're pushing it away from you down the incline, that's what we call derech yirida. When you pull it toward you, that's what we call derech aliyah. Why is it derech yirida, derech aliyah? Because there's an incline, Rashi says, right? There's a clear incline, even though it may be slight, but that's enough for it to be called derech yirida versus derech aliyah. Good, that's how Rashi says. Now if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos paints a little bit of a different picture. Some of the details seem somewhat unimportant, others maybe are more important. So let's take a look at what Tosfos says. Back in those days, hayu hagagim shavin velo hayu mishupan kimo shalanu. The roofs were flat. They were not slanted like our roofs. Now, why do both Rashi and Tosfos say, wouldn't it be much easier to just say that the roofs are slanted and then you have an easy derech aliyah derech yirida explanation? Like, why are they both saying that their roofs were flat? The answer is because they were. Meaning, they weren't saying this because there's some halachic reason that you have to say the roofs were flat. They were saying the roofs were flat because that's the metzias throughout Shas. They always find that they would use the rooftops. People would live on the rooftops. They would have all sorts of tashmishim on the rooftops. So obviously the rooftops were flat. So it's just the metzias. It's that the rooftops happen to have been flat. So Rashi took care of the aliyah and yirida part. With a flat rooftop, how you can have an aliyah and yirida? So what did Rashi say? Yeah, the rooftop is flat, but once they would put the tar on, they would make the tar with an incline. So that creates a sense of aliyah and yirida. That's how Rashi solved the problem. Does Tosfos say the same? What does Tosfos say over here? The rooftops are flat. They would line it with tar. And they wanted it to be even when they would line it with tar. They would take a long, round stone that had two teeth or two handles. I'll put it like a rolling pin. A giant stone rolling pin that they would roll out over the roof to smooth out the tar. What does Tosfos not tell us that Rashi did tell us? The incline. Tosfos doesn't say anything about an incline. So what's derech aliyah, what's derech yirida then? So what did the Mishnah say? If you're ma'agil b'ma'agila, then it's called derech yirida. But if you're Mosheich b'ma'agila, then it's called derech aliyah. Which means, if you're rolling it out, that's derech yirida. You're rolling it in, that's derech aliyah. Does that make sense, though? There is no aliyah in yirida. It's flat. In fact, Tosfos says, not only is the roof flat, the whole point of what you're doing is to make sure that the tar is also flat. Lahashvos. To make it even. Rashi, I understand what he was doing. He had to take a case of a flat roof and create an aliyah and a yirida. So he said, okay, so it was slanted. Tosfos never created the aliyah and yirida. We have a flat roof, flat tar. Where's our aliyah? Where's our yirida? Yeah?
The flat roof, wouldn't it be harder for the accidentally fall off the roof?
If it's a flat roof, yeah, it would be much harder for it to accidentally. Now, Tosfos said it's round, it's a ball, it's a rolling pin.
So
once you apply energy in one direction, you apply force in one direction, physics, I never learned physics. Once you apply force in one direction, it will continue, it could easily continue to roll and get off, you know, get off the roof. But you're right, if it's on an incline, just let go of it and it will roll right down.
How much force are you actually putting into it that it would fall? Yeah. I'm saying like...
It's a rolling pin. Doesn't need it. I don't think it needs that much force.
I assume it needs a good amount of push to actually like start rolling by itself on a flat surface.
Yeah, maybe. But it depends how close you are to the edge, probably. If you look in the Rambam, I don't know if you had a chance, you took a look at the Rambam, I see it's out here, so probably someone took a look. The Rambam, it's interesting to, this din of Derech Aliyah versus Derech Yirida, in order to answer all this, let's take a, to understand Rashi Tosfos, or Rashi we understand, in order to understand Tosfos, let's take a step back. What's this whole Derech Aliyah, Derech Yirida thing? Where does it come from? If you just looked at the Gemara, where does this come from? This chiluk? the Mishnah. Where did the Mishnah get it from? So the Gemara says right off the bat. What? Gzeres HaKasuf. Vayipol Derech Nefila. It's clearly Gzeres HaKasuf, right? The Rambam in Perek Vav Halach Yud Gimel what does the Rambam write? Katsuf Shayim Makatze Vigbiya Yado B'Kofetz La'Acharav. A butcher is chopping and he picks up his hand with his chopper, his cleaver, his meat cleaver, la'achorav, behind him. V'chziro l'shaver etzem k'derek shaktzav mosin, and he brings it back over his head to chop like the butchers do. Kol she'yamus ba'olacha she'yagba milafanav yirida me'achorav, eno gola alav. Anytime he's going to kill, be'olacha, by bringing it back, which means lifting it up in front of him and bringing it down behind him, he's not going to go to Golis. Because Sheyamus Bahachazara, but if he kills someone by returning it, meaning by bringing it forward, Sheyaliya Me'achorav, which is the upward direction from behind him, where he starts the upswing from behind, V'yuridu Me'lefanav, or the downswing in front, and he kills in that motion, Gola, he goes to Golis. Zakla. Kol shebederech yiridaso golav, shlo bederech yiridaso eno golav. Ba'al fil b'yirida sheitzorech aliyah, eno golav. And even if it's a yirida that's a tzorech aliyah, you're not going to go to Golis. That's the Rambam. Now, that Rambam should be a little bit surprising to us. Why is that Rambam surprising to us? Because if you learned the Gemara, so the Gemara on Zayinim Beis, let's take a look. The Gemara on Zayinim Beis quoted four brises. About seven lines before the lines get wide. Says the Gemara, Ditanya, we have a brisa. Katsav shayim makatsev. If a butcher is butchering. Good? Do you go to Golis if you accidentally kill while you're butchering? Tani Chada. One Brisa says, L'fanav chayev l'achrav patav. If you kill in front of you, you're chayev to go to Golis, but if you kill while it's behind you, you're patav from going to Golis. V'tani idach. Another Brisa says, L'achrav chayev l'fanav patav. If you kill behind you, you're chayev, but you kill in front of you, you're patav. V'tani idach. A third Brisa says, Bein l'fanav bein l'achrav chayev. Whether you kill in front of you or behind you, either way, you're going to go to Golis. V'tan Yidach, and fourth price it says, Bein l'fanav bein l'achrav pater. Whether you kill in front of you, whether you kill behind you, you're pater. So it's a four-way steer in prices. Do you go to Golis when you're chopping meat? Says the Gemara, V'lo kasha. It's not a steer at all. Kan be yirida shal l'fanav aliyah shal l'achrav. Kan be aliyah shal l'fanav yirida shal l'achrav. Kan be yirida shal l'fanav v'shal l'achrav. Kan be aliyah shal l'fanav v'shal l'achrav. And the way Rashi explains this answer is as follows. That when do we say that if it's in front of you, you're going to go to Golis, but if it's behind you, you're not going to go to Golis? That's when you're in a downward motion in front of you and an upward motion behind you. Which means your starting point is it's swung all the way back already. And you're now going to bring it forward up behind you and down in front of you. So if you kill while it's still behind you, you're still going in an upward motion. And therefore, potter. But if you kill while it's in front of you, that's a downward motion, and therefore chayiv. That's the brisa that says you chayiv in front of you, potter behind you. Kan ba'aliyah shel lefanav yirida shel achrav. What if you're first taking the backswing? You're first picking it up to bring it all the way back behind you. So now you're bringing it up in front of you and down behind you. So says Rashi, if you kill while it's in front of you, when you're bringing it up, you are pater. Down behind you, you are chayiv. Kan be yirida shel lefanav v'shel achrav. The brisa that says you're chayiv both lefanav and l'achrav is talking about where you were going derech yirida in either direction. Meaning, if you were going down in front of you, you're chayiv, and if you're going down behind you, you're chayiv. It's not talking about a single swing. It's talking about if you had two different swings. One swing where you're going down in front of you, another swing where you're going down behind you, you'd be chayiv. And Kan, the final brice, which says you're potter, both in front of you and behind you, is obviously going to be what? Where you're going up in front of you and up behind you. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. The Rambam clearly doesn't assume that way. Because what did the Rambam say? What did the Rambam say? In Halacha Yud Gimel. Kol sheyamus b'holacha shiagba milufanu v'irid merachaveinu gola. When you pick it up from in front of you and you bring it all the way behind you, if at any point in that swing, whether it's the upward point in front of you or the downward point behind you, at any point in that swing, ain't a goal. But when you go in the opposite direction, it starts off way behind your back and you go up and over, then you go to, at any point in that swing, you go to goals. Which means that according to the Rambam, when I'm taking it from in front of me and I'm swinging it back behind me, if I kill someone while from somewhere between here, the top of my swing, and the end of my backswing, even though I'm going in a downward direction, I don't go to Golos. But if I kill someone going forward from the backswing, going forward, right? Let's say I kill someone on the up, you know, going up from behind me to the between here and here. I'm going to go to Golos, according to the Rambam. Very difficult, no? It's against the whole Gemara about the whole way Rashi understood the Gemara, at least, but Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida. It's interesting to note, may or may not be related, that in the previous halacha in the Rambam, in Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam, so far we didn't answer anything, we just asked kashas. But it's interesting to note that in the previous halacha in the Rambam gives a svara for why Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida makes a difference. He quotes the pasuk, Shenemar v'yipol lo v'yamos ad sheyipol derech nefila. But then he says, and you know why derech nefila is going to be chayev galus, but derech aliyah is not going to be chayev galus? There's reason for it. Shaharei derech nefila matzui berov ha'itim lahazik v'davar karov hu liyos. So this Rambam, I ask you to take a look at this Rambam. I forgot to tell you this one. Listen to these words. Why is it that when you derech yirida you go to galus? Sharei derech nefila matsoi berov ha'itim lahazik. What does that mean? Yeah, things happen that way. It's more easy to damage when you're going downward. Why? Gravity. When you let things go, they go downward. So it's more easy to damage when going downward. Sharei teva hakaved lered lamata b'meira. Heavy things fall fast. Light things also fall fast, right? That's the science experiment, right? Okay, but heavy things will kill someone when they fall on someone. What? If they drop from the Empire State Building. Okay. V'hol v'lo zireis atzmo. And since he wasn't careful, v'tikein ma'asov yofa b'shas yirida, and he didn't see to it that he doesn't drop it, yigla. Goes to galus. V'chein kol k'yotzevizim. So what's Rambam explaining? Oh, why do you go to galus derech yirida? Because it's somewhat negligent. To kill derech yirida means you aren't being careful. Because that's a point where you need to be careful. When you are going derech yirida, you need to be careful. Why do you need to be careful when you're going derech yirida? Because you should realize gravity is in the picture over here and is likely to cause damage, so you need to be more careful. Derech aliyah, you don't need to be thinking that carefully because you're working against gravity. That's how the Rambam explains. Now, the most fundamental problem with this Rambam is why he has to say anything. It's gzeres hakasuv. No, Pasuk says Vayipol. I think the Archoner explains, one of the Archonim explains, that the Rambam had to say something because otherwise, he's explaining why the Gemara assumes that Derech Aliyah is Pat. Vayipol teaches me Derech Yerida is Chay. It doesn't necessarily teach me Derech Aliyah is Pat. One could have argued that when the pasuk tells me derech yirida is chayiv, it's telling me even derech yirida is chayiv. Because one could have argued that derech yirida is so posheya, is so negligent, that you don't deserve a kapara with galus. Derech aliyah, where it's not so posheya, you deserve a kapara with galus. So the pasuk is being mechadesh that afilu derech yirida, you're going to get galus. Right? One could have argued that that's what the Chumash is telling me. So Ram says, but that's not what the Gemara understood from the Chumash. What the Gemara understood from the Chumash is not that even derech yirida you go to galus, but that only derech yirida you go to galus. That's how the Rambam understood the Chumash. I mean, that's how the Gemara understood the Chumash. Why? Why only derech yirida? That's why the Rambam gives a svara. He's telling you why, how the Gemara got from the pasuk to the point of saying that derech aliyah is pati. All the pasuk says is derech yirida is chayiv. One could have read the pasuk that yet even derech yirida is chayiv. So the Rambam gives a svara to say that no, it's not even derech yirida is chayiv. It's only derech yirida is chayiv. Because someone who's derech aliyah is total honest. Yeah.
The case with the butcher knife, right? Talking about the axe, whatever it is. Talking about the whole axe slips out of his hands, or just the blade comes off the axe. I think it matters. The sense of let's say the whole axe, right?
Yeah.
You let go the whole axe. What requires more effort and force? To lift up an axe or to let go of an axe? To lift up an axe because you're going against gravity.
Right.
So therefore, in that case, he should be. In that case, there's more. I guess there's less bosheya in that case because it's harder for him to do it, so he's putting in more effort. So it's going to slip because it's harder for him.
Ah,
going
okay.
Down, it should be the opposite.
By nature, there's more force that needs to be. When you're right. Fighting gravity, yeah. Of course you're going to need a lot of force
right.
To fight gravity.
Any of the cases?
No, what's...
In all the cases. Yeah. Whenever you're fighting gravity, of course you need more force, and therefore that should be more of an onus.
Right.
And maybe that's why you're patur.
But what's
it's considered like an onus.
The blade just falls off then. And that
whether the blade or not, meaning either way, the
no,
fact that you're applying, that you need to apply force to get to do what you're trying to do, maybe means, and maybe that's what I think that's what I'm saying, right? The derech yirida, you're aided by gravity, so it doesn't take much to do a lot of damage. That's why you have to be very careful. Derech aliyah, it takes a lot to do a lot of damage because you're working against gravity. Now, let's take a step back for a moment and let's review. What did we ask? We didn't understand what Tosas is talking about. Tosas says that the case of the roof is you have a flat roof and you're flattening something on a flat roof. So there is, it doesn't seem that there's any aliyah and yirida. So we have a kasha. How could it be that there's aliyah, that it's even talking about aliyah and yirida? We had a Rambam that said that when you're swinging an axe back, whether it's up or down, you don't go to galus. Swinging an axe forward, whether it's up or down, you do go to galus. See, it was totally against Rashi on the Gemara on Zayinim Beis, right? So we want to understand Tosas, we want to understand the Rambam. One more ingredient before we go about explaining all this. Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher Makos, which I was able to obtain my own copy of it in Israel. It's out of print, but Manny's, they had one last copy. And Simon Chavchas says that he has four rayas that this din of Derech Aliyah, Derech Yirida is not universal. Remember how we started, we said, how broad is this din of Derech Aliyah, Derech Yirida? Any time you kill, you're only chayev Derech Yirida, not Derech Aliyah? Or is it only in these types of cases? So he says as follows. The Gemara says that what if you're walking around the corner, there's a building on a corner, and you're walking one direction with, you know, just carrying your knife innocently like this, and another guy comes around the other corner, and like you didn't see him, and boom, you just like stab him right in the head, and or right in the heart. Now he's dead by accident as he's coming around the corner. Right? The Gemara discusses that exact case. Keren Zavis, the Gemara discusses. And what did the Gemara say? Where is it? Where is it? On Zayinim Beis, the Gemara has a series of 9 drushas from the pasuk that describes when you go to Galus. And drusha number 3 in that series is Tanu Rabbanan, Im Bipesa, Prat Lekeren Zavis. That there's a specific limud in the pasuk to tell me that you don't go to Galus in that case. When you just rounded a corner. Says Rav Asher, you need a specific limud to tell me you don't go to Galus? I'll tell you why you don't go to Galus in that case. No, you tell me, why do you not go to Galus in that case? You're walking, and someone else is walking, and you run into him. Give me better. What? No, come on. What have we been talking about the whole morning? Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida. It's lateral. It's not going down. Why do I need a pasuk tell me, oh, you're not going to have to go to Golis when you ran into him? You're not going down. Of course you're not going to have to go to Golis. Whatever I'm doing, Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida rule. It's not Derech Yerida. Furthermore, the Gemara talks about Dachva Begufa. The very next drasha, below Eva, Prat Lasone. Sorry, the one after that. Hadafo, Shedachva Begufo. That you push him with your body. That you don't go to Golis. Or that you do go to Golis, rather. How could you go to Golis if you push him with your body? It's not Derech Yerida. Furthermore, Daf Ches Amud Beis. Gemara talks about Av HaMaka Beno, Rav HaRod B'Talmido. If a father is hitting his son or a Rebbe is hitting his Talmud, we have a drasha to teach us that you don't go to Golus because you're being osek in a mitzvah. And you only go to Golus if you're doing a Dvar Rishus, but not when you're doing a Dvar Mitzvah. So a special drasha to teach us that you don't go to Golus. What do you mean? You shouldn't go to Golus anyway. You're not doing anything downward. You're just whacking the kid. Smack across the face, and you accidentally kill him. So of course you're not going to go to Golus. It's not Derech Yerida. You say that whole din is only for a case where the Rav or the Av is hitting in a downward motion. It's hitting B'Derech Yerida? Okay, maybe. Furthermore, Yevamos Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, Shochet Bo Shnayim O Rov Shnayim. If you cut a person's neck, we assume that if you didn't actually, you know, kill him immediately, but the wind came and he got an infection and that's what killed him, you don't go to Golis. Because you just were makariv misaso, but you didn't actually kill him. You shouldn't go to Golis anyway. To slice someone's neck, unless you lie him down on the floor, it wasn't Derech Yerida. In a sword fight, if you slice someone's neck, how do you do it? Laterally. It's not Derech Yerida. So what would be the Hava Amina? Rashi over there says, Nafala Sakin Miyada. That the knife fell out of your hand. Even that's not called Derech Yerida. Derech Yerida is not the direction that the knife fell, it's the direction you were pushing it when it fell. How do I know that? Because what was the case of the ladder, for example, that's Derech Aliyah in our Mishnah? What was the case of a ladder that's Derech Aliyah? What? The case of a ladder that's Derech Aliyah is you're climbing up the ladder and you fall. That's Aliyah. Aye, but you killed by falling. Yeah, but since you were making a motion to go up when you fell, that's called Derech Aliyah. So even if Nafal Asak and Miyado, it's still not Derech Yerida, it's Derech Aliyah. Says Rav Asher, it seems from all these cases that there really is no ironclad rule that it needs to be Derech Yerida. Sounds like it could be Derech Aliyah also. So what's Pshat? So he says, maybe this whole din of Derech Yerida and Derech Aliyah is talking about those types of activities that are typically done b'Derech Yerida and b'Derech Aliyah. Those types of activities that in the normal way they are done, there is a Yerida and Aliyah, we have a Gezeres HaKasul, that you're only Chayiv B'Darach Yerida, not Darach Aliyah. Lowering a bucket, raising a bucket, going up a ladder, going down a ladder. Malachi Elokim, Olim V'Yordimbo, right? Going up, going down, that's what you use a ladder for. These are things that are up-down type of activities. When dealing with activities that are up and down, there's a gezeres hakasu that you're only chayiv derech yerida, not derech aliyah. But when dealing with activities that are not about up and down, that are typically done in a lateral motion, there is no requirement for it to be derech yerida. You'd go to Golos even if it wasn't derech yerida. That's what he suggests as a chiddush, perhaps. But then he says, maybe, that's not correct. Maybe if we take a more careful look at Tosfos that we started with, and the Rambam, maybe we'll see there's something else in play over here. As we mentioned, Tosfos sets up the case of the rooftop where it's a flat rooftop. There is no shipua, there is no slant, there is no up, there's no down, it's flat. The Rambam sets up the case of the butcher chopping. What did the Rambam say? I don't care if you're going up or down. What do I care about? Are you going back or forward? The Rambam said. The backward motion, you're pulling the meat cleaver from in front of you to behind you, whether it's upward or downward, you're going to be putter. The forward motion, you're going to be chayv. The normally accepted approach in the Rambam is that the Rambam holds that Yerida Litzorech Aliyah is considered Aliyah and therefore your Pat. Meaning, when you're only going down so that you can go up, that's called going up. So when I bring the knife from in front of me to behind me, granted I may kill in the downward motion swinging behind me, but why am I even pulling the knife behind me? To give myself more momentum to go up, right? That's called Aliyah, even though I'm going in the downward motion. And therefore your putter in the Yerida La'achrav, even because it's Litzorech Aliyah. That's the Perush HaMukubal B'Rambam. However, that doesn't seem to be correct. Because the Rambam then goes on to say, Va'afilu Yerida Shehi Litzorech Aliyah Eino Gola. Even a Yerida that's for the sake of Aliyah, you don't go to Golas. What's he adding with that line? He already told me that. He already told me that if I'm going back behind me in the downward motion, I don't go to Golas. What is he adding when he says Vafilu Yerida Shehi Litzorech Aliyah? It seems from the Rambam that's not going on the case of the butcher. That's going on the next halacha, halacha Yudalit. I don't know if you had a chance to look. Ketzad, he says, right after he says Vafilu Aliyah Shehi Litzorech Yerida. Ketzad, Haya Ola V'Sulam V'Nishmat Hashiva. He starts talking about the ladder. It's not even about the butcher at all. It's about the ladder. The ladder is not a case of Yerida Litzorech Aliyah. You're just going in one direction or the other. It's not about the sort of one or the other. So it's talking about the ladder. From the fact that he says Ketzad, it's Muchach. That even though for some reason he split the halacha in such a way where halacha Yudalid begins with the word Ketzad, but it's clearly going on the last line in halacha Yud Gimel. So when he talks about you read the Tzorech Aliyah, he's not talking about the butcher with his knife. What's he talking about? The guy climbing on the ladder. So it must be the din of the butcher is a different din. It's not because on the backswing you're only taking that backswing so that you can go up. No, there must be some other din here. What is that other din? So says Rav Asher Weiss, it's as follows. Umitoch kol zeh nira biur shitas HaRambam. The Rambam must understand. Nothing to do with Aliyah, Derech Yerida, Yerida, Derech Aliyah, nothing of it. Kol sha adam mekariv hadavar la'atzmo havei derech aliyah. Let me give you a mashal. There's a halacha, you have to take the dalad minim, derech kidilasa, in the way that they grow. Meaning, you're not allowed to hold your lulav upside down, or your esrog upside down. You ever see how an esrog grows on a tree? How does an esrog grow on a tree? Which part is closer to the ground, which part is closer to the tree?
The bottom is closer to the ground.
Yeah, and the top is closer to the ground. Right? The ukats is where it's attached to the tree. The pitum is hanging down. So why do we hold the esrog the other way? So the reason we hold it the other way is because halachically we define the bottom as where it's connected. Is where it's connected. That's called the bottom. We define the top by where it's furthest from the tree. Not by what's up and down. If it were by what's up and down, then an esrog that grows in China, you know, on the other side of the world, I would have to hold the other way than an esrog that grows here, right? That's what Rosh Hashanah said. So it's clearly defined by what's connected to the tree. Similarly, derech yirida, derech aliyah, in the Rambam's view, is not defined by are you going downward or are you going upward. It's are you going toward yourself or are you going away from yourself. Aliyah means toward me. Yirida means far away from me. When the Rambam says, derech holacha, which is aliyah shel ha'achrav, yirida shel afanav, yirchayev, because you are swinging at something that is away from you. When you pull the knife back, you are going toward you. I don't care if you're going up or down. You pull the knife back, that's by definition called derech aliyah. You push the knife forward, that's toward the item they're trying to chop. That's by definition called derech yirida. Now, the Rambam and Rashi are l'shitasa. Rashi says by the butcher, derech yirida mamish, when you're morid klape mata, that's yirida. So therefore, when Rashi has to explain a rooftop, what does he need to do? He needs to come up with a derech yirida where you are physically moving downward. Does the Rambam need to say that? No. The Rambam could say, on a flat roof, where you're flattening tar on a flat roof with a wheel. It's Shayach Yerida and Aliyah. You know how? If you're pulling the wheel closer to yourself, that's what we call Aliyah. You're pushing it further, that's what we call Yerida. Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis says like Taisvas over here. It's a flat roof. There is no shipua. There's no slant whatsoever. It's Ram Lishitaso. That's what Tosos means. That it's a flat roof. Because you can have an aliyah and yirida without physically going up or going down. Just another moment. Rav Asher points out that Rabbeinu Yohonasan explains also that it's not totally on whether you're going up or down. But that which goes closer to the nizak is yirida, and that which goes further away from the nizak or the neharag is considered aliyah. Not exactly like Rav Asher was explaining the Rambam, but what you do see from there is that it's not completely totally on upward or downward. Downward means in a motion toward the damagee, the guy, the victim. Upward means a motion further away from the victim. A little bit different. Rav Asher said upward meant toward your body, toward the criminal's body, right? The aggressor's body. And downward meant away from his body. According to Rabbeinu Yonason, though, the whole idea that we said before, that this derech aliyah, derech yirida, only applies in upward-downward type things, and doesn't apply to, let's say, the Rebbe eating the kid, or the Karen Zavis, or pushing the guy with your body. You could forget all that. Maybe it does apply in all those cases. And all of those cases are Derech Yirida, according to Rabbeinu Yonasan. No? Why? What did Rabbi Yonasan say Derech Yerida is? Any motion toward the victim is considered Derech Yerida. I'm walking around the corner, the victim's walking around another corner. We are walking toward each other. That is Derech Yerida. And you exert a custom to tell me that I'm Patrick, because otherwise it'd be Chayim. I'm hitting the kid. I may be slapping him across the face this way, laterally, but my hand is moving toward him. That's Derech Yerida. All the cases, they could fit Derech Yerida. Meaning the whole Chiddush Rav Ashi said at the beginning that this whole Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida is only in a limited number of cases, on up-down type of things. That's only Lishitas Rashi. That you read that Aliyah mean, you read that Aliyah Mamish, up or down. But if you say like Rambam, you say like Taisus, you say like Rabbi Yonasan, that Aliyah and Yerida doesn't mean up and down necessarily. It could be, certainly if you say like Rabbi Yonasan, that Yerida means closer to the person who you're attacking. All you may require Yerida in all cases of murder. And all those other cases that we brought, all those riots that we brought, happen to have been Derech Yerida.
I'm going to ask is in the case of saying going towards you would be Aliyah and going away from you, in the case of pulling up a barrel, right, let's say you're pulling it from the ground, you could be pulling it from the ground with a rope.
Yes, so you're pulling it towards you.
No,
that's Aliyah.
You're pulling it from the ground, and the barrel's going up.
Let's say it's on a pulley.
Yeah.
That would be a good nafkamina. Right? According to Rav Asher's understanding of the Rambam, that should be called Derech Yerida, because it's away from you. According to Rashi, it's Pashut that it's Derech Aliyah, and according to Rabbi Yohonasan, that would be called Derech Aliyah also, because you're pulling it away from the victim. Very good. That would be a great case of Nafkamina. Okay. Stop there.
Heard Sammy's ready.